All right, back on the Young Tourist post game. Casper's got a story for us.
Yes, I do. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story, and then I want you to tell me what you think about the way I reacted to the situation, and if you thought it was acceptable.
Guilty.
Okay. All right.
Well, oh wait, I got to wait for the story. Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Pretend like I'm the cute little blonde girl who stabbed her boyfriend with a dull butter knife. Judge me that way.
In yeah. Oxford. Yeah, okay. In Oxford. Okay. I will pretend you're cute.
Okay. Go ahead. So. Christian is a great person, and I think about a year ago he decided he wanted to be a mentor. Okay, So he started. He's been a mentor for about a year, and
that's awesome. I just laughed a tiny bit. I don't know if you guys heard, but like my mind is absurd, as of course as you all know. Mm-hmm. When you began the word, I already finished it in my mind, and I thought you were saying about a year ago Christian decided to be mentor. I was like, that's kind of like an awesome decision. Like,
well,
what do
I
we
mean,
do?
What, it has been
can
almost,
I join?
It has been almost a year since we got married. So
no, it hasn't.
No, it hasn't. That was September. So
okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow, that's still a long time.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I still remember playing Bus Nuts with Michael Schur.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Michael Schur was like one of the few people that I didn't invite.
Okay, anyway. Drama.
Anyway,
that'll start a new fight online.
I know. Don't do it. Okay. So anyway, so he's a mentor, and then you know I've heard a lot about this kid, and he, you know, Christian always says like great things about him. And, oh, he's so smart. He has such a bright future if he applies himself. This and that. He just unfortunately was born into a bad situation, and his birthday was coming up, and Christian was like, hey, I'm thinking about maybe. Like taking him out for the day, and do you want to join us? Maybe we can have like a fun day, either go to an amusement park or something like that. And I was like, yeah, it sounds great. And I was really looking forward to meeting him. So anyway, we decided, we gave him a bunch of options of what to do. And he decided he wanted to go to like Dave and Buster's, which is like an arcade place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How old is he?
I believe he's about to turn 18.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's not super young, but you know, anyway. So whatever. So we get together. I meet him. Super smart kid. Super bright. And the thing about Christian is he's not.
Because when you set up the story and you were gonna like you, I'm supposed to judge you, and you're like Christian says he's a super bright kid and all this. I thought you were gonna come in like, no, I met him. It turns out he's not that bright. I was like, oh Anna, for Christ's sake.
He's so smart, and he's a critical thinker, and he's also very deep. You know, and. I always ask Christian, I'm like, so what did you guys talk about? Like, what does he want to do with his future, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Christian's not really much of a talker in situations like that. So, like, I feel like a lot of their conversations might be, like, small talk and, like, surface level stuff. But I want to, like, really get to know the kid. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, before we went to Dave and Buster's, we went somewhere to grab a bite. And we're talking, and I'm asking him what he wants to do, whatever. And he really opened up, super passionate about music, talked about musical artists he likes, and... It was great. And then I was like, cool, so where do you want to go to school for college? And he's like, well, I'm thinking about going to a community college and then transferring to UCLA. And I was like, that sounds great, you know? And he's like, yeah, and then the other option is Full Sail University, right? Which is a for-profit college. And I was like,
he accidentally released the Kraken.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. He says Full Sail University, and I was like, no, you're not. I was like, I'm not letting you go there. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of like, you know, you could see that he had like a reaction to it right away.
Yeah.
And I was like, that school is no good. And they will scam you. They will make you take out loans. You will be in debt for the rest of your life. And you will get a so-called degree that won't really mean much. Mm-hmm. Okay. They specifically prey on people like you. And I'm not letting you go there. And then I I did a news story for him. Like, I like literally.
You must have really enjoyed that.
No. So I'm like spitting out facts and figures, how they make their money, how 95 to 98% of their revenue comes from the federal government giving loans to students who want a brighter future. Like just going on and on. I was like, look, I will help you in any way. You want to get into a good school? I will do any, like I will write you a letter of recommendation. I will like, you know, anything you need me to do, I will do it, but please do not please don't go to that school. And I don't know how he felt about that. We didn't really talk about it afterwards. Afterwards, we went to Dave and Buster's and had a good time or whatever. But then, and I asked him one question. I'm like, how did you hear about Full Sail?
An ad.
one of the reps went to, I didn't tell you this part. So he lives in like, I don't know what it's called, but it's like an organization for like disadvantaged youth that's been kind of like abandoned by their parents and stuff like that. Okay. So I guess
I don't know what it is about today. I fill in the rest of your sentence before you do, and I come up with crazy shit in my head. You're like, he lives, and you pause. I'm like, oh, he's a Hare Krishna. I got it. He lives in a commune.
No, he doesn't live in a commune. Anyway, and so I guess Full Sail asked this organization if they could send a representative to talk to the youth about higher education options, and it's all fucking crazy propaganda about going to these scam schools. And I just like, I don't know, I got fired up and I was really angry about that, and I almost wanted to like go and talk to some of the higher ups or whatever.
This is the conclusion I've reached so far in your story. You have too much time on your hands.
No, I don't have too much time on my hands. I actually have very little time, but I care about this kid's future. I care about everyone's future. I want them to have good lives, right? Mm-hmm. And so the second I realize that someone might get scammed and is potentially about to get scammed, I want to help them. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I gave him all this info. I don't know if it's going to count for anything or if it's going to influence him or persuade him. But do you think I stepped out of line?
No, not at all. Okay. So, I mean, you could have probably brought it down 15%, but not 50%, just 15%, just a shade.
No, I'm not going to let you go.
I'm not going to let you go. Okay, all right.
I think I just met you.
All right, Norma Rae, just calm down for a second, okay?
So I don't know who Norma Rae is.
Okay, it's a long story. Anyway, so I did something similar with Haas. Haas was like getting pressure from his parents to go to law school, and I'm like, no. Don't go to law school. Now, that is a big risk because you don't know that dude's Hare Krishna parents at all, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but I, you know, my sister and my brother-in-law are going to hate me forever if I talk Haas out of going to law school. But I'm like, Haas, what are you doing? What are you going to go to law school for? That's not who you are, right?
And it's certainly not who he is.
And you're going to have this giant bill. And then, no, but to me, the deal breaker and why I wasn't having that conversation was, he's like, well, I don't want to be a lawyer, but I'm like, I'm done with this sentence. I'm done with this conversation. You're not going to law school, right? Don't do, I'm not a lawyer, but I'd like to have $200,000 in student loans. Right? Yeah. And you're going to wind up being a lawyer. You're going to be an indentured servant there because you got to pay off those loans, right? And what are you going to do? Pay off the loans by working here? That's not going to happen, right?
Yeah, so, very true. Very true.
So, so probably my family's still probably pissed at me for that. But then he became woke bae.
Yeah.
So maybe the other kids should go to Full Sail.
You really...
I mean, you're talking about releasing a crack onto the world. Anyway, no. So it's okay. Sometimes you gotta, you know, be forceful in within bounds of saying, hey, look, I think that there's, and I'm pretty sure that there's a better path, right?
Yeah.
And you're right. You know, community college would be much better off. Look, I'm kidding earlier when you were saying the story, but. I don't know, if you write him a recommendation letter to the school you went to.
Oh, he'd get it in a heartbeat.
All right, now you're getting carried away.
No, but okay, it's not just because of me, right? He's a smart kid. He really genuinely is. And he has so much potential, and I don't want to see that potential wasted toward a school that's going to screw over.
Yeah, yeah, of course. No, there's nothing wrong with saying that. And some people, as I say every time, have gone to those schools and done wonderful things, but on average, you're not in, you know, that's not the right way to go.
Right, and he also has an interest in music, okay? So if he went to Full Sail, it would be for music.
You're not going to Full Sail.
I'm just, I will eventually, at some point in my career, I don't know how, but I will destroy for-profit colleges.
Bold statement.
I will destroy
But
them.
It's beginning to work. I mean, one of them went on, one of the biggest ones went under, right? I know someone else who is invested in one who said, you liberals are killing us.
Well, sorry. Okay, invest in something better. Have some morals.
Right. They don't call our AK-47 for nothing. Okay. Watch out for private colleges. One student at a time.
Yeah.
No, I believe that there is a time to tackle someone. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pardon you and I'm going to declare you, here we go, not guilty.
Okay.
You did a proper tackle. Like, for example, in the middle of the Iraq War, if my nephews wanted to sign up to the military, I would have tackled them.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay.
So would I.
So now, if, you know, like Afghanistan war, like when Pat Tillman went, I thought that was super patriotic and great. Mm-hmm. Not, I'm not sure I would have done it, but I really, really respected him for doing it. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of the Iraq War, when all that like all that is counterproductive, and you're going to go die for that or get your legs blown off for that? No, I'm tackling you. I'm putting you in the basement and tying your ass up.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
By the way, Pat Tillman, I didn't know until fairly recently, because I was having a conversation with Christian about it. I didn't know that Pat Tillman had the opportunity to be a professional athlete, and he gave that up.
No, he was already a pro football player.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
I'm not into the sports world at all, so don't blame me for not
knowing
that.
I'm not into the sports.
No.
No. It's like, that's what my dad would say. I don't like the sports. Same thing over and over again. They go this side, then they go that side, then
totally,
they go this side.
Totally, especially football, yes. Basketball I can maybe get into. But I thought the Pat Tillman story exploded because he was like this super handsome, square-jawed dude, right? That was killed in friendly fire.
Everybody's different perspective, right?
What about all the other guys that were killed in friendly fire?
No, you know? There were other handsome dudes killed. That wasn't why he was famous. He was already a professional football player and a really good one and making millions of dollars. And he signed up to go fight the bad guys. It was incredibly heroic. And he was a really, really smart guy. And so when he got there, he realized how screwed up the situation was. And he died under really mysterious, screwed up circumstances.
Yeah.
And so every time I think about that case, it turns my stomach a little bit. Because they took his patriotism and mangled it. Because even if you don't want to get into how he was killed, they lied about it the minute he was killed.
Yeah, they did, exactly.
Right? And they use it for their own political purposes. And that's what's revolting.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, your story is going to lead to two other quick ones for me. It's now become impossible to get into good schools.
Yeah.
So like his plan of going to community college in UCLA, Godspeed. I hope that he can pull it off. But I have a friend whose daughter is, and we keep saying incredibly bright, but she's got mostly A's at one of the top private schools in the country, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She thinks she has no chance of getting into UCLA. Not no chance of Ivy Leagues or Stanford or something, no chance of getting into UCLA.
Okay. UCLA is very competitive, though.
No, I'm old, I'm 47, right? When I got into school, it was relatively easy. It wasn't the Trump year when your dad just gets you into a school and that's it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, we had to earn our way, or some of us did, but it's a thousand times easier than it is now. Now it's impossible. There's so much fucking competition, and every kid's got a 4.25 GPA, and they all saved a small village in Pakistan, and yada yada. So,
and it's also a little more competitive or more difficult for people who want to go to in-state universities because a lot of these schools, you know, if they're publicly funded, rely on out-of-state or even exchange students to make more money. They pay more for tuition.
It is super hard, which then leads me to the, you know, you said the recruiter, and we had a recruiter come from the school that I wound up going to, Penn, when we were in high school. And I went and talked to her and told her my situation, and she said, no, you have almost no chance of getting in. You should really look into other schools. I was like, oh. It's like the exact opposite of the Full Sail situation, where they're like, oh yeah, come on in, everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Penn was like, no, really, really, look at other schools.
Okay. But you went to Penn.
But I wound up getting into Penn.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pit bull. And mm-hmm. I was like, no, I'm gonna get in. Okay. She's like, all right, whatevs, good luck. Okay. And to be fair to her, I had good grades, okay, mm-hmm. mostly A's, but I got hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I was all right, because I took this calc class, this AP calc class that was turns out I'm not that smart. And it was way above me, right? Mm-hmm. My brain is not structured that way, and I pushed myself too hard. And in 11th grade, I took a calc BC, which is like calculus 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. I should never take that in any grade, right? Let alone when I took it. And I had a teacher who was a prick and who was running a scam. And I found out years later that you were supposed to pay him to be your tutor, and then he helped you, or who knows, he was such a dick, maybe just gave you better grades. And I didn't know the scam, so he said, oh, don't worry, I'll help you. He told me not to transfer out. I was going to transfer out, because I'm like, I'm getting fucking murdered here, right?
Yeah.
And then when I went and asked him for help after class, he laughed at me. And it turns out another friend of mine years later was like, no, dude, you were supposed to pay him. I got tutored by him, and that's why. And you know what he did? He gave me a fucking D. A D is devastating. Yeah. Gone. And in German class, I cheated, and I got a C. But that one I earned.
Okay? You did learn one very important phrase.
Yeah, schlupen das, das ist vitamin. And apparently, I even get that wrong. And I don't think that the German teacher appreciated it when I got mad at him and said that I might date his daughter who was in the school.
You're the worst. You were the most unbearable student, just based on testimony from former classmates and even the way you talk about yourself as a student.
No,
you
no,
sounded
I was
unbearable.
No, yeah. I was. Look, I was. I punched up to my, you know, I was a good guy in that I protected kids from being bullies because I fancied myself some sort of, you know, like League of Justice and all that stuff. So if you had trouble and somebody was bullying you, you wanted me at your school. Mm-hmm. If you're a teacher, you do not want me in your school. Okay, so not only did I cheat endlessly in German, okay, and then when I got caught, I was indignant, total prick about it. And I didn't use the word date when I talked about his daughter.
Are you serious?
To be fair to me, she was smoking hot. Okay.
What did you say? That is insane.
No, I am insane. I got suspended another time because I told one teacher.
You told the teacher you were going to fuck his daughter?
Okay. I don't think I used the word fuck either, to be fair to me. But I indicated.
Screw?
Yes, that there was going to be illicit relations between us. And I told another teacher that he was full of shit, and I called another one a motherfucker, and I got suspended.
Wow.
Okay. So those I earned. Okay. You know what I had done in German class? You might have heard this one at the time, so I'll just keep it short. I did the first homework assignment, and then I realized that Herr Weigel wasn't coming and looking at our actual assignments. He would say, "Cenk, did you do your assignment?" And you would hold it up and go, "Ja, Herr Weigel, ja," right? Like, which jackass is going to go, 999? No, you're going to say, "I did it," right? So I then realized, oh, I don't have to do any of these. I'll just change the date.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd erase the date and I'd put the next day. "Ja, Herr Weigel, ja." Got it, right? And so in the fourth quarter, whatever we said back then. He's like, "Wait a minute." He grabbed one of my homeworks. He's like, "What is this?" He's like, "This isn't today's homework." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I must have gotten confused with yesterday's homework or something. And then give it back to me. Because if he finds out, it's the first day's homework.
Oh my God.
And he took it and he went and looked back and further back and further back and found out it was the first day's homework. He's like, "You now have zeros for every homework for the whole year." I'm like, "Fuck." Okay, but I had Weigel. I'm getting A's and A pluses on the test. I know German. It's not fair. I was cheating on the test. There was a guy who could speak German in class. He was from Germany. Okay, and we had a whole system. This is B. Is C or whatever. I don't remember what the system was, and this is D and whatever the fuck we came up with, right? I didn't know a word of German. It's wrong. And I denounce and reject myself. And for whatever reason, in my mind, high school was bullshit and German was bullshit. And whatever classes were bullshit, you were allowed to cheat in high school. College, no. That's professional, that's real. Don't fuck around there, right? Mm-hmm. But in high school, like Mr. Bruthers, I figured out that Mr. Bruthers would never get up during a test. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So one day I like, if I put my book there next to my desk on the ground, will Mr. Bruthers see it? Okay, and so I went as he was handing out the test and sat in his seat. But I was such a dick that like the teacher wasn't like, he's like, "Oh, there goes Cenk again," right? Mm-hmm. He's like, "Mr. Junger, return to your seat immediately," right? But when I sat down, I was like, "Oh, he can't see the book." Okay, so I went and after he sat down, I laid down the book. And I just flip through the pages, oh, okay, and then I do the test, okay? So, yeah, I was a little prick.
I'm such a bitch when I teach. Uh-huh. Like, I'm, yes. Like,
now I've made you even more, like, yeah, nervous now, and now paranoid.
Like, now every time I give out a quiz, I'm going to be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. I kicked out a girl because she was texting as I was lecturing the class. I gave her a warning. She didn't listen.
Oh, she was texting.
Yeah,
oh,
and wow. I was like, get out. And I text during our meetings all the time, so it's kind of funny.
Okay, now I'm on a warpath. I should save this for all school, but one last story, and then we really got to go. Okay. Mr. Munyon was my English teacher in senior year, and he was like 98 years old. He was like from the Munsters and stuff, but he was, you know, he was a good guy. He was a good guy, good heart. And I loved English, actually, and I kicked ass and did really great in the first half of the year. And then I got into school, and I thought it was irrational to continue studying. Like, I was already accepted to a university. The rest of this is irrelevant, right? It would be foolish to continue to work, right? So I powered down, no homeworks done. And then he showed a movie one time, and my girlfriend was in the class, Katie. So I put my arm around her, and I probably kissed her or whatever, right, in class. He's like, Mr. Uger, this is not a drive-in. And then he caught me and Steve-O that we hadn't done the homework for the whole second half of the year, and we were going to go on a class trip to Washington. And he's like, no, you're not until you finish every single one of these homeworks.
Damn, did you?
Okay. Yeah, I found Katie's old homework assignments and just copied them. See, he didn't have them anymore, so he couldn't compare, and so he would never know that I copied them. I'm better now. I'm better now. Okay, I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. Okay, we were kids. We didn't know. We didn't know. All right, I have more cheating stories, but I think I better leave it alone.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, guys, much love. We'll see you tomorrow.